Relevant Radio presents today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Antiphon this morning may be found in your Magnificats on page 153, and today's Mass being offered for the intention of Mary Laun. Page 153. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will tell of your name to my kin. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My friends in Christ, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries.
You were sent to heal the contrite heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You sit at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, blessedness of the just, listen kindly to the prayers of those who call on you, that they who thirst for what you generously promise may always have their fill of your plenty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. The word of the Lord. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult, because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him.
Alleluia, alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. And the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my word and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandments is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord.
One of the great benefits of the Easter season is the ability for us to follow the course of the disciples after Christ's resurrection by means of the Acts of the Apostles, which is a fascinating read within scriptures. And of course, today we hear about Antioch. Now, there were a lot of Antiochs, just as there are probably a lot of Rosevilles throughout the nation. It was a common name for a city, but this one in Acts 11 is the Antioch which St. Luke tells us where the disciples were called Christians for the first time. So this really takes a little precedence among the different towns and cities named Antioch. And due to the importance of it as a major center in the ancient Roman Empire, many of the missionary efforts of the apostles began there. It's actually 12 miles within the border of Turkey in today. And sadly, the modern city is completely overtaken. It was buried for centuries upon centuries. They did a little excavation in the 1930s, but it's essentially wiped out for the most part. It sat on the Orontes River. It was on the trade route between the Far East and Rome to the West. And the first century historian Josephus notes that Antioch, without dispute, deserves the place of the third city in the habitable earth that was under the Roman Empire, both in magnitude and other marks of prosperity. Of course, the first two being Rome and Alexandria. But this means that Antioch in the ancient days was a big deal. And scholars don't know exactly how many people would have lived there, but it's reasonable to conclude it was somewhere between 100 and 300,000 people. So it could have been as large as the city of St. Paul. But among its monuments were the great colonnaded streets. One ran from east to west along the walls of the earlier city. And by the time it was completed, this 30-foot-wide marble-paved street was flanked by colonnades, making it possible to actually walk more than 2 miles under porticos. So it would have been just a grand street. And I did produce a photocopy of just the road portion that still exists to this day. You can maybe check it out after Mass if you'd like. But it was a gem of a city. No wonder Paul stayed there for a year, as we learn in the Acts of the Apostles. Another person who was from Antioch was St. John Chrysostom, one of the great leaders of the church in the patristic times. And on the 1600th anniversary of his death, a number of years ago, Pope Benedict made this connection between him and Antioch. He made mention of the extraordinary efforts undertaken by St. John Chrysostom to promote reconciliation, in particular, reconciliation and communion between the Christians of the East and the West. My brothers and sisters, we need that kind of reconciliation today. And I would say, in particular, there's quite a rift now, understandably, within the Orthodox Church, between both Catholics as well as even within the Orthodox Church, those in Ukraine and Russia, and all the geopolitics that gets into it. But St. John Chrysostom, hailing from this town, the city of Antioch, really strived throughout his life to make sure that there was unity in the church. He spoke passionately of the unity of the church throughout the world. St. John writes this in the Gospel, "Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him." We will essentially, in other words, convict ourselves because our actions will be indefensible. So let's pray for that unity that Jesus desires for his church. There is so much more that unites us as Christians than separates us. Let's pray for that grace to work assiduously for reconciliation, following the example of St. John Chrysostom, who went before us. I also would pray that we need a better sense of society unity. That, too, is very critical right now, especially in our nation in these challenging times. Please stand for our petitions. In Easter joy, with hope-filled confidence, we present our needs to the Lord.
For the church family, may we be witness to Christ's love by practicing charity and promoting justice and peace throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all residents of the Twin Cities community, may we strive to build trust, respect, and dignity of all, and build strong and cohesive neighborhoods. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for leaders of nations, may they respect the natural law, protect the common good, and protect the most innocent among us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they experience the joy of eternal life in the heavenly Jerusalem. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray in a special way for several funerals here at the cathedral this week, for cathedral parishioners who have died this week, and for their families. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, giver of new life, please hear our humble prayers. They are made in the strong and holy name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest."
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Bernard, our Bishop, Joseph, his assistant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
For those unable to receive Holy Communion, we offer the following prayer. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
I have chosen you from the world, says the Lord, and have appointed you to go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Alleluia. Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Certainly like to encourage you to join us for sung morning prayer if your schedule permits. It's held each day, Monday through Friday, after Mass in the St. Joseph Chapel. And again, a special word of thanks to Relevant Radio for continuing to carry our broadcast so we can reach people throughout the area. Thank you for worshiping with us, including those parishioners online. Have a great day. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
You've been listening to today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota. This has been a presentation of Relevant Radio.